Now, with big events like concerts, festivals, and sports being canceled, and in-person activities becoming virtual because of COVID-19, people have been looking for stuff to do. And one item that's been on the list for a lot of people, playing a musical instrument. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that music stores in the city are experiencing a boom in instrument sales, especially guitars, pianos, and digital keyboards. Many people are picking up instruments for the first time, or maybe the first time in a long time. Is this you? Tell us about your musical ventures at 800-642-1234. Have you taken up learning a musical instrument during the pandemic? Did you pull something out of the attic or the closet? And how are you learning? Virtual lessons, meeting in person, following along with online videos? What made you want to play the piano, guitar, saxophone, or whatever? What questions or advice do you have about getting started? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Erica Breitbarth is a music teacher and choir director at Ronald Reagan High School in Milwaukee. She was also a finalist for the Grammy Music Educator Award in 2017. Erica, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Well, before we get to learning how to play an instrument, I understand you've taught some virtual high school music classes. How do you pull that off?
MPS has been virtual for the whole year. So we have been running all of our music classes through Google Meet. So lots of tiny little boxes, students singing and playing instruments from home.
Seems like it's hard to sync up. Like, I'd be worried about keeping people in time with each other.
Yes. If you've ever tried singing Happy Birthday on Zoom, you know that the latency is a serious issue. So we have no way of being able to hear each other in real time, which presents a lot of challenges.
And you've also been doing some virtual coffee house performances, kind of open mics with your students. How's that been going?
Yeah, that we figured since we can't do band, choir, and orchestra in real time, that we would find some ways for to figure out what our students are making in terms of music at home during the pandemic. And so we invited them to come and do a virtual coffee house that we stream out on YouTube every other week with students presenting original songs and covers and playing music with their families. And it's been so much fun to see the kind of music that they're playing in their free time during the pandemic, and then also the kind of music that's helping them process all the things that are going on.
And let's talk about the value of learning music, because, you know, I'm an amateur musician myself. I've played music all my life. But I think music is like art and writing and a lot of those things where once we stop being kids, we think, OK, I'm going to leave that stuff to the pros who are really good at it and they can do it. And I'm going to let it fizzle for me. Can you talk about the value of keeping up with or getting back into playing a musical instrument or singing?
Yeah. Well, playing a musical instrument or singing is just a great way to relax, to process emotions, to work on those fine motor skills, to engage your brain and your heart at the same time. And so no matter what your level of musicianship, there's always room for improvement. There's always ways to do that. And in this pandemic, we've lost so much in terms of live concerts and all these other aspects of music, but we've gained some time. We have a lot more time to be at home, to practice, to pull that instrument out of its case and try getting better at it.
We are talking about music. More people are getting into playing musical instruments during the pandemic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about you this last year? 800-642-1234. Erica Breitbarth is with us, music teacher and choir director at Ronald Reagan High School in Milwaukee. Let's bring on a caller now. We've got Rachel with us in Green Bay. Rachel, hi.
Hi. So I've been playing the cello. I started when I was 5, and I played until I was about 25, 26. And in the last 5 or 6 years, because of work, I wasn't really motivated. I was too exhausted. So I got out of playing with the orchestras and kind of got out of playing the cello. I now work at a long-term care facility. And with COVID, the restrictions have become really strict and are no longer able to have family or visitors or guests come in to help throughout the day. And with the Christmas party coming around the corner, they asked me to play the cello for the residents. So it was really nice and motivating. I dragged the cello out. I tuned it up. I bought some rosin, and it was a really good reason to start practicing again.
It motivated you to practice. And Rachel, what was it like after so long, you know, having I'm sure, appreciative audience again?
Oh, yeah. It was kind of nerve-wracking. I became really shy, and my fingers do not move as fast as they used to. But thankfully, Christmas songs, even the easiest ones, sound great. So it was a really good experience.
I love it. Rachel, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Erica, Rachel found a great motivation playing at the place she worked. I know it can be tough, though, for people to get motivated. Do you have thoughts on getting people to, you know, take that instrument back out of the closet or learn that new one, and how to get motivated to want to keep doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think having an end game is really helpful. So having a performance coming up, even if it's performing for your family or performing on Zoom for your friends, but having that end game can be really be motivating for practice. And then also just setting aside some time every day to practice, setting aside a consistent amount of time to just get back in the swing is really helpful. Otherwise, I mean, you start to work those muscles, get back into shape, and also just have a goal in mind. Pick out a piece that maybe you've played before, but want to get out again, and then start on some new music.
Thanks again for that call at 800-642-1234. Yeah, that I play the saxophone and I play in a band, and in normal times we perform. So I've got incentive to practice there. I play piano. I'm not that good, especially when reading music. And I'm not going to inflict a performance on anyone to give a motivation. My friends don't want to hear it. My enemies won't show up. If we don't have that goal, that idea that we're going to perform, how do we make it worth ourselves to keep doing it?
I think when you're practicing, I always like to try to do a little bit of technique and a little bit of tunes. So, you know, picking out something new you want to do, if it's expanding your range or getting faster at playing a lick, having those little goals for how you want to get better at your instrument, but then don't spend too much time on that. Pick a new tune you want to learn, or watch a great performance and get inspired. There's so many great concerts that are out there on YouTube just to watch these great performers, be inspired to practice, or even play along, find a tune that you love and a performer that you love and play along on YouTube, or find a family member who also plays an instrument and do things together. I think that collaborative aspect is really important, even if it is just playing along with recordings.
We got a comment from Brandy on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Brandy writes, I'm looking into getting a tutor so I can get back into playing violin. However, I know how to play violin and I'm interested in learning cello. So I'm thinking about purchasing a cello and learning that. However, Brandy goes out, I took some piano in college, got really good really fast, so maybe I should get a tutor and get better at piano. Then I get overwhelmed and don't do anything. Erica, can you help Brandy narrow it down and do something?
I say start small. Pick one, either start on the new instrument or pick the one that you've done before and find a teacher who you gel with. A lot of times if you're looking for a new teacher, they'll do a free lesson or a reduced price lesson just to see if you click musically, and just having that person to kind of cheer you on, even if you're interacting with them virtually, is a great thing to do. If you're looking for a good teacher, I'd recommend finding someone local who might be teaching virtually, but then on the other side of virtual learning, being able to connect in person is great. So yeah, I say pick one. Focus on that and find a teacher. Some of the ways you can do that, contact a local university and ask if they have a list of teachers, or if you have kids at home, contact their music teacher. They usually have a good list of local teachers that can provide some quality instruction.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Margaret is with us in Rhinelander. Margaret, hi.
Hello.
What'd you want to tell us about, Margaret?
Oh, well, I wanted to just say that I'm a senior citizen, and I've been grouped with other ukulele players, and we play up here in northern Wisconsin, but we haven't been able to play outside, and it's been very frustrating for all of us. So what we're doing is we get together for Zoom sessions probably once or twice a week, and that's really helped us stay connected with our group and keep our instruments going and our singing and everything.
Are you able to perform together on Zoom, Margaret? Because we were talking earlier, it's hard to stay in sync. Do you take turns, or do you try to do it all at once?
We have to all be muted except for the person singing or performing.
Okay.
And that person is unmuted. Otherwise, you get a lot of feedback.
Yeah. Okay, Margaret, thank you so much. I love that. So, okay. Erica, usually probably they perform as an ensemble. They're making the best of the bad situation, and they take turns on Zoom. I like that solution. What do you think?
Yeah. And I think even just seeing each other at home playing on a call is great accountability. Hey, we're meeting at 7. And even though we can't hear each other, we're together, we're making music together. There's also some great technology that allows you to record pieces remotely. So there's some great technology like Soundtrap is an awesome recording software where one person can record a line and send it to the other person. They can record parts and you can put all those parts together even if you can't be in the same place at the same time.
Thanks a lot for sharing that with us, Margaret. We're talking about the rise in people playing musical instruments during the pandemic. Erica Breitbarth is with us, music teacher and choir director at Ronald Reagan High School in Milwaukee. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you picked up a new instrument over the last year? Or did you pull out an old instrument, maybe one you hadn't played since, I don't know, high school? Are you playing after having set it down for a while? Are you taking lessons, trying to learn for yourself, maybe online? Do you have a musical goal? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. That's our guest, music teacher and choir director Erica Breitbarth from Ronald Reagan High School in Milwaukee, performing Lava from the Pixar musical of the same name. That was yesterday during the school's student virtual coffee house. Erica and a few of her students meet on Wednesdays to perform over Zoom to the school community. We're talking about a rise in musical instrument sales during the pandemic and how to start or restart our musical aspirations. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you picked up an old instrument over the last year and given it a try again, or tried something entirely new? How's it going? Are you performing for people? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go right back to your calls. Heidi is with us in Appleton. Heidi, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I started a new instrument this summer. I started the ukulele. I had some music experience from high school many years ago with piano and band, but it'd been a while. So learning a completely new instrument, it has been really fun. Even got to do some Christmas carols with our family, put together a little in-house performance. So it's been a good time.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks for sharing that. Is ukulele, Erica, a good instrument to start with, maybe even for someone who doesn't have that musical background?
It's a great instrument to start with. I just learned how to play the ukulele over the last like 6-7 years, and it's such a great intro, especially if you want to learn how to play guitar. Ukulele is easier on your fingers. Chords are easier. It's good for people with small hands. So if you have little kids you want to learn, and you don't necessarily have to have all that music theory knowledge. You can really just sit down and within an hour or so can usually strum at least a basic tune. It's a great way to accompany yourself. Also, ukes are really portable. You can take them along with you to go and play. And it's a great entry point into learning how to play an instrument, and especially an instrument that you can accompany with your voice.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Joe next in Blue Mounds. Joe, hi.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. What's your musical story, Joe?
Well, I'm an experienced musician, so I might not fit your profile exactly, but back in March, I was inspired by the great Yasha Heifetz to play scales every day. Mr. Heifetz, when he was a young man, he was 17, and he was touring the United States, and he was this great phenom, and he had led a sheltered life. But anyway, when he got to the States, there were automobiles, and there were girls, and his discipline kind of slipped a little bit. And by the time his tour started in San Francisco, by the time he got to New York City, a critic said, well, you know, you're not quite a 10 anymore. You're a 9.5 or something like that. And Heifetz was honest with himself and said, I need to rededicate myself. I'm going to get up every morning and play scales. And I said, if it's good enough for Yasha Heifetz, it's good enough for me. And I've been doing that pretty much every day since then.
And what are you playing scales on, Joe? What's your instrument?
I play a 5-string banjo, which is not that much different than the ukuleles you were discussing a little earlier. It's a little it's different, but
Joe,
I've been playing for 50 years, so it's, but I've rededicated myself.
I love it, Joe. Thanks a lot for sharing that story and that inspiration. And I love that he went to, you know, I've been, I'm reading a Dexter Gordon biography, and that's inspiring me to get a little better, not Dexter Gordon level better at my saxophone. Erica, talk about sources of inspiration like we've had.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you chose to pick up your scales. Getting those fundamentals is so important. Even if you play just a little bit each day, that's what gets you better when you want to play songs or when you want to learn how to improvise. And finding those inspiring performers is such a great way to get started. Find someone who plays your instrument, who's an expert, and listen to their music. Get inspired by them. If you're a jazz musician and you're listening to a great solo, write that solo down and learn how to play it. Finding those musical inspirations are so important. And since we have YouTube and all the and Spotify and all these great ways to listen to music, find those inspiring performances that get you to want to crack open your case and start practicing.
Thanks a lot for that call and that story at 800-642-1234. We're talking about our musicianship during the pandemic. A lot of news articles out there saying, hey, people are buying musical instruments or picking up their old ones, learning, relearning. You could share your own story at 800-642-1234. Erica Breitbarth is with us, music teacher and choir director at Ronald Reagan High in Milwaukee. Back to your calls now. Paul is with us in Chippewa Falls. Paul, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your instrument, Paul? What are you doing?
Well, the instrument that I play is the Native American flute and also Irish flute, pretty much any woodwind I've been able to pick up and play. I went and uploaded a video to YouTube under Paul Harvey Flute Guy, because, yes, my name is Paul Harvey.
And now tell us the rest of the story, Paul.
Indeed. Stand by for news. But I was able to just pick it up and play at a construction site. I'm an iron worker, and that video got millions of views online and kind of kickstarted where I play Native American style flute in unique places. So that's a really easy instrument to pick up and play. I mean, I think if people are looking to get into an instrument, that's definitely something that is very intuitive, very emotive.
I love it. Paul, thanks a lot for sharing that story. And, you know, not a professional musician playing on his work site. I love it, Erica.
I love it. I also love finding a weird venue to play your instrument, especially if you want to get noticed on YouTube, finding a weird place to video so that you have your niche. That's really helpful if you're trying to go viral.
Pretty cool, Paul. Thanks a lot for sharing that story at 800-642-1234. Yeah, I was out walking before it got too cold. And one night, a couple months back, stumbled across this band that was playing on a underpass by a river going under a main street with this echoey tunnel, and they were doing weird electronic music. It was just one of the weirdest, randomest scenes. Can you talk about the value, Erica, of just getting out there and performing, you know, not necessarily on a stage?
Yeah, I mean, all these people who are in bands, I mean, not if they're taking all the safety precautions, they can't play together inside. So people are finding outdoor spaces in which to play. I have a couple students in a jazz band that play right outside someone's garage and rock out. So cool way to find some neat acoustical spaces and do the best with what you can, but while also following those safety precautions.
Thanks again for that call. Erica, you touched on this briefly, but I want to dig into it a little more. Can you talk about how your students' attitude toward music has maybe been different, or maybe not, I don't know, during the pandemic, the value it has to them in this weird time?
Yeah, I mean, I think they definitely miss that idea of making music together. I think we all do. I think we'll all appreciate that moment when we get to make music together in the same room. We'll have even more gratitude towards that when we get back in person. But I think it's also been a great tool for reflection, a great way to process some of the things that are going on in our world. And it's been great to have opportunities for students to share that music with others, to share that music with the wider community using technology. It's also been a great opportunity to learn more about music technology, about how to record yourself, about how to collaborate digitally. Those are all skills that we're not really forced to do when we're in person. And students have really learned a lot about the recording process and some of those music industry skills that we would not have learned if we were just doing our traditional band, choir, and orchestra.
Let's go back to your calls now. Vivian is with us in Madison. Vivian, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you I moved to Verona last summer, and I had joined a band in the Quad Cities, Iowa, Illinois, and I hadn't played my trumpet for 50 years since high school. And I was taught for 25 years, had a large family, and now I'm back playing my trumpet, and it's just lots of fun. And the New Horizons Band is very, very welcoming. And you can Google it. You can do New Horizons Band, Madison, and that'll get you to the website. So good luck with your playing. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for sharing that. Definitely. And I believe Tom Clark, longtime WPR host, played with New Horizons. I'll have to fact check that. Erica, a minute or so left. Talk about what Vivian did and pulling out that old high school instrument. I love it.
I love it. And I love that as a music, as a high school music teacher, I love that even if you put those instruments away, that your muscle memory, you still remember how to play. There's still that desire to get your instrument out or use your voice. And it's so often we're so critical of ourselves, and you got to start somewhere. Get it out, find some people to play with, get inspired, and bust those instruments out. It's such a great way to relieve stress and to process all the things that are going on right now.
It's a great place to leave it. Erica, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Erica Breitbarth is a music teacher and choir director at Ronald Reagan High School in Milwaukee. We talked to her about the rise in people learning to play musical instruments during the pandemic. You can still share your story, by the way. You can head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know if you've picked up an instrument for the first time or the first time in a long time. Let us know how it's going. If you're brave, maybe even share a little recording with us on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Love to see it there. You can also tweet us at Central Time WPR with your musical story.